Yes, I can hear you, my friend. Oh, okay. I put my microphone on mute. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Are we going live? All right. So, good evening, good morning, wherever you're listening from. This is your host and friend and brother, Martin Horst, speaking on ET First Contact Radio. On BBS Radio. It's a cold evening in the Netherlands, and I'm standing in The Hague on the large field called the Malieveld. It was created 800 years ago, and it has a long history. And right now I'm looking up at the stars. It's a bright sky, and around the square, the field are traffic. Cars running. And it's cold, 2 degrees Celsius. And you can see there's a little breeze and feel there's a little breeze. I have two trousers because it's really cold, the wind. So as I was saying, the stars are twinkling. And I have seen some UFOs this afternoon, and I have made some pictures from orbs, the light phenomena. I have an interesting interview in the archives of Finding Voices Radio, where you can listen to a lady called Raven de la Croix, and she lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And there are other archives with people that make pictures of orbs, like Jeffrey Faulkner, that has been on BBS, and don't know by which host, but will soon be on ET First Contact Radio with me. And of course, the interview with Staria Venus is very interesting. as a matter of fact, the financial situation isn't that good with me. I don't have an income, and I'm occupying here in The Hague at the Malieveld. And to pay my shows on BBS, I would be very, very happy if you could just do a little donation via the PayPal button on BBS, on my profile, which is bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. Well, for this transmission, I have a plan. Right now, I'm walking with my smartphone and doing the radio show with my smartphone. It's really smart, this phone, because it understands Syrian and Pleiadian languages. Anyway, we are live, and I'm going to have a little walk towards this old city center of The Hague. And over there, I will go to the statue of Willem van Oranje, the king that freed us from the Spanish occupation in the 16th century. But he died by two shotguns, and his last words were in French: "Mon Dieu, mon Dieu, a pitié avec moi et mon pauvre peuple," meaning in English, "My Lord, my Lord, have pity with my poor peoples." And then he died, and his statue is at the square, and it's called the Plein in Den Haag, in Nederland. And over there, I used a marker a month ago, when the Occupy started worldwide. I had a marker, black marker, and under some dates, I wrote Salusa Sirius. And everybody who's listening that's familiar with the channelings from my friend Mike Quincy, of course, know who Salusa is. And I made a little pentagram underneath it, because I like sacred geometry. So now every Japanese or Chinese or whatever tourists who visit this statue will see this information. And of course, it will wake them up, because they're making pictures of the statue. So what I'm doing now is I'm still walking on the Malieveld. It's a big field. And I'm slowly walking towards traffic lights. It's about 100 meters now. And I'm going to this statue of Willem van Oranje. And Willem in English is Bill. Bill Ryan. And in French it's Guillaume. Guillaume, Willem, or Bill. It's the same name. And Martin in Nederlands is Maarten, with M-A-A-R-T-E-N. In French is Martin. In German it's Martin, like in English, the same. But in... And it's really chilly and cold. There are bicycles passing, as you can see all over the place in the Netherlands. I don't have a bicycle here, but I have to wait for the traffic light now. I'm going to move the microphone closer to my mouth because of the traffic. And so I think the audio is still good. You can hear the wind blowing in my mic. Hold on a sec. Pardon me for this silence, but I just cleaned my nose. Very impolite to say that in a live transmission. But this is what we are, human beings, and we have to deal with all our physical issues. But now I can breathe better, so I can talk better and you understand me better. So the light is green, I'm walking, And what I'm going to walk through now, this street, is leading to the American Embassy. The Embassy of the United States of America. Within 3 minutes, I will arrive at let's call them police boxes, because they are boxes from wood with windows that you cannot look in. I mean, you stand in front of the window, you cannot see who's inside, but they can see us on the street. So, within 40 seconds, I will arrive at the American Embassy, police guarding people. And let's see. What I will do is show the screen of my telephone so that they see what I'm doing. They can see this is a live radio transmission. Or shall I not do that? Well, maybe I get arrested during the show. It will be an interesting show. But I don't think so. Anyway. I know where they are. I know where they sit. Polizzi. So now I'm just standing 1 meter from the window. And I see some equipment, electronics, but I don't see the faces. I heard from a guy at the Occupy Movement here that the police has scanners, and wherever you walk, they know your EMI number from your cell phone. And if you announce to the police, they will tap all your telephone conversations. But I don't care, because I make them aware with the information I have about ETs, UFOs, the New Age, the Mayan calendar. So, in fact, I'm happy they're tapping my phone like this. I can educate them. Because all my friends, except my family, understand where I talk about. So, that's it. So right now, I am walking further towards Head Plain. And Head would be a V in English. V. Head. T-H-E and H-E-T. Different order of words. 3 letters. Same word. Same meaning. So, a little silence here, a little breeze. The cars are elsewhere. Oh, that's music I love. Elsewhere from Vangelis. Elsewhere. Maybe we can ask Douglas if he has it in his archive to play Elsewhere from Vangelis. Like this, I have a little break and we enjoy some music. Elsewhere, Vangelis, from the CD Direct from 1988. If so, be my guest, Dougie, my dear. Let's give him some time to look on his hard drive from 500 terabytes. So within a minute or so, I'll arrive at his statue, which is marked. that was marvelous music. Don't know the artist, and I don't know how you did that, Douglas, but you did a wonderful sound mix show. So, I arrived. I'm standing in front of the statue. So, it's written 1933, 400 years ago, in 1933, was the year that the prince Bill from Orange, Willem van Oranje, died. His killer was Balthasar Gerards. Anyway, this is written in steel and it's done by a blacksmith. And underneath it is a decoration. And then there's my decoration, Salusa, Sirius. Aha. Sal, USA. S-A-L, USA. Sirius, and then a pentagram pointing downwards to the earth, inner earth. Aan Willem den Eerste, Prins van Oranje, Vader des Vaderlands, het dankbare volk. This is Dutch. It's written on the statue. There's a block, and above the block is the statue of this prince, which I feel very connected to. And it means to Willem the First, Prince from Orange, Father, this fatherland, father of the homeland, het dankbare volk, the thankful people. And he's pointing at a star with his finger in the sky, which is very interesting, of course. So, when I stood here on October 15th with my megaphone, it was my best friend from Zealand. I will just give him a special name, not his real name. Let's call him RJ45. RJ45 is a plug. It's an Ethernet plug for computers. He's my best friend. I know him since I'm a baby. He's only 2 weeks older than me. Also a fish from the astrological sign. He knows everything about computers. He's a genius. So we were able to find a megaphone with a USB connector. So I had recordings from my show from BBS, and I had recordings from Sheldon Idol on MP3. So I stood here with a bunch of 2,000 people on the square in front of the statue of Willem van Oranje. And we played some webinars from Sheldon. We had some samples from Benjamin Philford and David Wilcock and Mike Quincy. And people were listening. What's going on? What is this? What is that? Qu'est-ce que c'est? Je ne comprends. Ah, mais c'est intéressant. It's interesting. Yes, it's very interesting. Because we are occupying the media. We are occupying information. Information. Irwin Laszlo, Cosmic Vision. Irwin Laszlo was from the club from Rome first. And later from Budapest. And I went to his lecture in the Rode Hoed in Amsterdam. Couple of years ago. You should read the book Cosmic Vision if you have time. Time is near. So now I'm walking in front of Barlow, which is the bar where I have a very special friend. I will not say his real name, but he's from The Hague and he was born behind the parliament. He's 47 years old. A.V. is his nickname. Let's call him Victor. So now I'm crossing the square again. And I'm leaving the statue of Willem van Oranje. I'm making the greeting which Spock always makes. And when he puts his left eyebrow up and leaves his right eyebrow in place and says, live long and prosper. So after this Vulcan greeting to our father of our one of the first countries in the West that really introduced democracy and arts and literature, which is the Netherlands, still have a very open society, but the right-wing government is now trying to undo all these rights that we fought for the last thousands of years. And I'm seeing here a very old European building with a shield on the roof and a beautiful painting, because it's the Maurits House. The House of Maurits, which is a museum where you can see a large replica of the girl with the golden earring. Beautiful. From Vermeer, the painter Vermeer. So now, step three. I'm now entering the parliament. Okay, now I have an idea. There is a little thing here where you can ring a bell. Eerste Kamer, Tweede Kamer, Algemene Zaken, Raad van State, Graaflijke Zalen. So there are two bells. The second bell is Graaflijke Zalen. It's the zaal. A zaal is a vertrek or a room or a, I think it's a room where there are discussions on the highest level. I'm going to ring the bell. You will hear a gentleman speaking. Good evening, sir. Do you speak English?
Yes.
I'm a journalist from the United States.
Yes.
Could I come to the, I don't know how to pronounce it exactly, Graaflijke Zalen?
It's closed.
All right. I know, because it's evening.
Yes.
Thank you for being on the show live. There are a couple of thousands of people listening worldwide. Thank you for your information.
Good evening.
So, thank you, BBS. Okay, so right. So, this is the square. It was the square. And there's an arch here. A large arch for the royals. And two very low arches for the peoples. And there's a left arch and a right arch on both sides of the big arch. So I'm choosing the left arch because I'm not a royal, not yet. I mean, I'm born as a royal, but in this society I'm treated as a dog. But I just entered the square, it's not a square, it's all very old buildings. Some lights are on, so this man was lying that there's nobody. Of course there are people here. I heard from somebody that there are underground bunkers. That was a bicycle passing, this noise. She had something on her carrier. Now there is a tank. It's a car, but it looks like a tank. A lot of equipment on it. It's guarding here. It's a police car. You can see me already. And there's, in the center of the square, is a very old fountain. Beautiful. And this fountain has a compass. And 2 days ago I was here with my twin soul. And I stood on the arrow pointing to the north. Because the compass is made in mosaic, in very old stones. Very interesting. So, while I'm standing at this fountain, which is not running now, the water is standing still, unfortunately, I would like to ask my friend Douglas to play, if he can, Elsewhere from Vangelis. And I'm walking around the compass and waiting for him to find this music, because I'm elsewhere, but at the same time, I'm everywhere at the same time. This is called non-location. In the physical, we are still located while I'm walking around this compass. Now I'm looking at the north again. I walked around the fountain. Thank you. That was interesting music. Also electronic, and I think Vangelis, Jean-Michel Jarre, Kitaro, and others, Kraftwerk, were the founders of electronic music. This is more modern. I think it's on 432 Hz, if my ears are telling me the truth. Beautiful. So when my laptop will be working again as I would like it, then I will play, I promise you, I'll play elsewhere for Vangelis in another show next week or the week after. Or maybe next year, we'll see. We have time. Maybe one of the listeners of more have the CD direct from Vangelis. In the meantime, this is EQ First Contact Radio with your host Martin Horst. While the music was playing, I left the parliament, and I'm walking on a very large wide street, a lane with beautiful trees. Few leaves are left on the branches, and where I'm heading to is a place. It's called Hotel des Andes. It's a hotel. Hotel Oscar Romeo Sierra Tango is my last name. Horst. Tango takes two to tango. But right now I'm doing the tango in my own. But I'm talking to all of the marvelous listeners from God knows where, and I love all of you for listening to me. And in the beginning of my career at DBS Radio, in March, April, May, June, July, August, I had a guest every week, but since I'm at this Occupy circus, I have access to the internet, but not often. So it's difficult to make a clear appointment and answer emails about when and how. And Patricia Corey, Jeffrey Faulkner are on the list. Just have to make a date. With Patricia, which I had email contact with this weekend, she came back from a trip from Egypt. And I think she will do a show soon again on BBS. I believe it's on Saturday, if I'm right. I met her again in England last summer at the Silent Circle Cafe. And by the way, the crop circle researcher who founded this cafe, his name is Mallet, Charles Mallet, was on BBS. I think it was in early July. You can download the archive by going to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio and then subscribe to the archives and then download it. So that's just a very interesting interview with very detailed background information about crop circles and the phenomenal experiences that Charles had there back in England. And speaking about England, I have a friend there. He's a druid. He's using dowsing rods. He has very special dowsing rods that are very old. And he told me a story, because I called him about a month ago. He told me that he's looking for a book. And his book is very old, at least 2,000 years. And in this book, it's written what our real enemy is. I mean, by enemy, I don't want to talk or think or give the energy from dualism, but the controlling few, he said, are from a star system. And this book describes exactly what rituals he can do with other light workers to shut them down, so that disclosure can happen, to shut the matrix down. You can hear a heavy sound, the bass sound. This is a tram passing. We have a lot of trams in The Hague, and trams are the form of transport that I prefer, because it's electronic, it doesn't pollute. I mean, of course, the power plants are polluting, but the trams aren't polluting. And it's fast, efficient. They go every 5 or 10 minutes. So now I arrive at Hotel des Andes, the East Indies, the Dutch salesman came to Indonesia, China, Japan in the 15th, 16th century. So just passing this hotel now, I think I'm going to enter. I've walked beyond this hotel a couple of times. It's the oldest, I think the oldest hotel, it's the most, well, special. It's different than Hilton. So I'm going to talk silent now. So I want to be polite. So there's a turning door. Good evening. There's a gentleman here. There's paintings on the wall.